Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on a tattoo. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaky squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. So Alabama jamma, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy life.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with the Morning Show Get Together right here. News This Hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun and its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 27 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News. More violence today in Congo. Demonstrators in the capital attacking the embassies of several countries, demanding they stand up against rebels backed by Rwanda. Police used tear gas on the demonstrators.
Rwandan-backed M23 rebels taking the city of Goma, the largest city in eastern Congo, but still facing some resistance from the army and pro-government militias. Congo's presidency saying troops from Rwanda are also in the region. Officials say hundreds of people have been injured by the violence and are urging people to shelter in place. Mineral-rich eastern Congo has been plagued by conflict for more than 30 years, since the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And the Louvre needs some love. French President Macron there today amid worries the most visited museum in the world needs repairs. Of particular concern, the pyramid that serves as the main entrance. Macron's expected to unveil new plans, but his government is facing a budget crunch. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
A high of 44 degrees today with west to southwest winds at 15 to 25. A few clouds and breezy tonight and a low of 26. 37 Wednesday and Thursday near 50 with near record temperatures. Sunshine giving way to clouds and maybe some light rain or snow showers at night. Friday's high, 38 degrees.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Russian Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
On the first part of the morning show today, we're talking about St. Luke's School in Plain and the many great things they have going through the year. But of course, this week is Catholic Schools Week, and we put a spotlight on St. Luke's School. Joining us is Diane Muller, who's the principal of St. Luke's, and we have a couple of eighth graders that will join us here as well. Carolina Weiss and Merrick Bell are in the studio to join us as well. Well, Diane, here we go. It's time to start screening the young ones again, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We'll be having a preschool open house February 13th, 5:30 to 7 in the evening on Thursday night, and for our 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds to come in. And our 3K program is changing to an all-day program. We're just mornings now, but it's going to an all-day program next year. So we'll be inviting everyone to come in for the open house and
the screening. When I first started hearing of 3K several years ago, I kind of think, well, that's kind of young, mm-hmm. but it's kind of become the new norm, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yeah.
3K. What are some things that they screen for? Or what do they look for from the young ones?
We don't do a lot of screening for the 3K. It's just if they're interested in coming to our program. And then they do, Ms. Hansen does some academic stuff with them. They're doing calendar things just like 4K does and 5K. So, and then, of course, they have their rest time and their play time and everything. But
so that's a typical day for a 3Ker then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right now, you don't necessarily have to be in the River Valley District to go or to attend, do you?
No, we have one family from the Ithaca District that attends St. Luke's. We have, I think there's two from Sauk District that comes to St. Luke's that attends.
So it's 3K through 8th grade at St. Luke's then. Yeah.
3K through 8.
Approximately how many students do you have in the building?
About 70.
That's a good number.
Yeah, I like to get it up there more, but
keeps you busy.
Keeps us busy.
Do you have to be Catholic to attend St. Luke's?
No. We have several non-Catholic families. We just ask that when they come, they still participate in everything, go to Mass with us and do all the academics and everything like everybody else, but they can attend if they're non-Catholic.
You've been around long enough to have seen a lot of graduates come through there, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that because I knew you from school back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
How many years have you been in education, Diane?
I was at... This is my 25th year at St. Luke's.
Good for you.
And I was 9 years at St. Anthony's prior to that. So Long time.
So you've seen firsthand about what a Catholic school can do. What are some of the things that you tell people if they ask you about why they should bring their children there?
Well, a lot of it is we're such a family-oriented and just the good old-fashioned values, right and wrong, and just the family atmosphere and
you look out for one another?
They do. Yeah. Our eighth graders look out for our little guys. We have school families that are comprised of 4K through eighth grade. And so they do activities together and eat lunch together sometimes. And so they really help each other out.
So do they have like an older mentor? Some of the young ones have the older ones to lead them around then?
Yeah, they do. And they kind of mother hens. They take care of each other.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's been a pretty good school year, I guess. I think you've only had like maybe what, one snow day or a half day off?
One day so far.
And these eighth graders over here probably are happy that they haven't had any more snow days, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. We'll ask them. Carolyn Wise, I should say, joins us, Merrick Bell as well. Well, Carolyn, you're all adorned and decked out today in Hawaiian gear. So why is that?
Because it's Catholic Schools Week, and this is one of our days that we're doing it.
Can you tell me about the days this week that you'll be celebrating a special day each week or each day this week?
Monday, we had the bishop come with us and play bingo. Tuesday is obviously beach day. Wednesday is we're doing a nation flag raising and donuts with veterans. Thursday is flannel day. And Friday, we're going to Richland Center to watch a movie.
Awesome. Sounds like you got a nice week planned. And you are one that you started way back when as a young one. Do you remember your first days at St. Luke's?
No.
It's back a few years, right?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your favorite subjects in school?
My favorite subject is gym. My second would probably be science.
Okay.
Then maybe writing.
Writing? All right. So you have a chance to do all of those things there. And do you like to mentor the young ones as well?
Yeah. I've always loved playing with the little ones.
And Merrick, we'll bring you into the conversation too as well. How long have you been a student at St. Luke?
This is my third year being at St. Luke's. We just moved here about 4 years ago because the priest convinced us to.
Oh. So you made it? So I understand that St. Luke's had a chance to win a meal or a appearance from the bishop. But tell me how that came about.
I actually don't really know. I mean, all I know is that, like, families would contribute, and if the most families that contributed would get the prize of the bishop coming. So it was pretty awesome.
The bishop was there yesterday, Carolina, and what were some activities that you did?
We did bingo, and we had hot chocolate, too.
We also had mass with the bishop.
You guys are getting to know the bishop pretty well, aren't you? Because
yeah.
I think he was there last year, right?
Yes, he was.
So that's a good thing. He must like St. Luke's pretty well. That's a good school. What are some of your favorite subjects?
I'd probably say lunch.
A man after my own heart.
Yeah.
So what are some of the lunches? What's good there in the lunchroom?
Our chef, she makes some of the best food. It's a variety. It's never the same. I honestly would take forever to just describe all the lunches.
Awesome. So do you trade? Because that's what we used to do. We would trade. If you had, you know, you could mix your barbecues and send them for somebody's dessert. Do you do that or not?
Unfortunately not.
No, you don't. Okay. That's awesome. So I know it's a long ways off, but have you guys thought about careers? Something that you'd like to be involved in? Carolina?
I wanted to be a meteorologist because my cousin Alex Harrington is the chief meteorologist at Channel 3, And I really want to be like him when I grow up.
Oh, man, that's awesome. So, yeah, we know Alex Harrington very well. So he does a good job. Recently in the news, they were saying that, you know, one of the stations is kind of cutting back on that, you know, in, on meteorologists. I think that makes him a shining star because he'll be a local local voice and a local face.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's awesome. So have you been able to go with him and do a tour of the studios or anything like
that? Yeah, so on Halloween, I dressed up as him. And then he came to our school last year for Catholic Schools Week, and I did an interview with the cameraman, and then the people at the station wanted me to come and say hi. But when I got there, Alex goes, "Do you want to be on TV?" And I, like, shake my head, like, no. And then my mom goes, "Yeah." And I'm just like, okay. So then about, like, 5 minutes later, I'm getting mic'd up. And then for the 5 o'clock show, he's... asked if you want, if I would do it again, and I said, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So you weren't even nervous to come to the radio because you've been on TV before. So yeah. That's interesting. So when you went as him for Halloween, what did you wear? What did you dress up as?
So I wore Alert Day glasses, which are his red ones. I had a Channel 3 hat from his mom. And then I had a tie on and, like, a black suit on.
That's cool. So have you looked into how much schooling that you're going to need and things like that yet?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got the science part down, just the math part is not there yet.
Okay, well, good luck with that. So weather fascinates you. That's awesome. And what about you, Merrick? Have you given some thought to that?
I have absolutely no idea. I'm just riding life as it goes.
A man again after my own heart. That's good. That's awesome. So looking down the road, you know, would you, if somebody came to you and said, why should we go to St. Luke? Merrick, what would you tell them?
I'd probably tell them that St. Luke's is a great school. Even though I've only been here 3 years, I feel like I've made a family here. I feel like that... like, whereas my other school, I didn't really know the other people. But I feel like I've gotten to know everyone so well. Like, they're my brothers, my sisters, and my parents.
That's a good answer. And what about you, Carolina?
Like, because it's nice and peaceful there, and you have opportunities to sing and do what you want a lot of the time. And obviously the food is pretty good there, too.
I didn't ask you about that. What's your favorite meal?
There must be
so many. I'm going to have to come
there's
over.
There's a lot.
A visit for lunch one of these days, maybe.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Okay, good. Maybe we will. But so that's on down the road, but certainly you're looking forward to the rest of Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah.
So you're having Beach Day today. What else do you do for Beach Day?
We are going to sit on our towels and have, like, a picnic, but it's, like, a beach one. And we brought my big speaker from home, and my dad is going to play, like, beach music during when we're eating.
Did you bring some sand or not?
No, sadly not.
Not yet. No, okay. Diane, these are excellent students that you brought in here. How many are in the eighth grade class?
There's only three this year. We went down, our middle school is a little low. There are three, but Carolina's dad teaches at St. Luke's too, so that's why she said her dad's playing music today for lunch, but yeah.
You really have to behave yourself then if your dad's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. You have your festival, your gala coming up later this year. Diane, can you tell us about that?
Our gala is coming up in March 15th at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, the home and school puts on. It's coming up. Tickets are for sale, so if anybody wants a ticket, contact the school office and come and join us for, it's an evening of entertainment and silent and live auction items, and it's a lot of fun.
Normally you get some pretty good donations. Mm-hmm. Do you recall any of the things that they're going to be up there as far as raffle prizes?
We have done a cabin in Montana.
Ooh.
And that, actually, my family, my son-in-law got that, and so we took a trip out there this last summer. Trying to think what some of the... We do principal for a day. We auction off, so a student gets to be principal for the day.
And what do they do if they're principal of the day?
They make their announcements. They can run the hall meeting. They get a briefcase full of stuff. one year they got lunch. The priest, Father Garrett, had made him lunch. They just do a variety of things throughout the day. Make copies, do whatever principal needs to have done.
Discipline? Do they have to discipline or not?
We don't have that big much... Big of a problem with discipline at St. Luke's, fortunately. So they haven't disciplined, no.
What are some other things? I kind of cut you off there, but some other things that you might be auctioning off? Or?
This year I'm not... We have the principal for a day we're doing again. Father Luke Sicey, our pastor, is going to do something. I don't know what that is yet. You're catching me off guard here, Phil. I can't think right now what some of the other live auction items are. We do a pie auction.
I bet that goes well.
It does. Some of the famous pie bakers in Plain, they auction off their pies, and yeah.
We're getting into Friday night fish season again. Are you going to be having the Friday night fish fries as well?
The next fish fries this first Friday in February. Is it the 7th?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be in February. They'll do another one.
Those are well attended, aren't they?
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well attended and a lot of carryouts.
Uh-huh. And that's a major fundraiser for you, too, during the
year. That's the parish, pretty much the parish.
Uh-huh. But this thing that's coming up, the gala in March, that's kind of your main moneymaker provider for extra stuff, right?
Right. That's for the extra stuff. That's what allows Home and School, helps us do things like Catholic Schools Week things, going to the movie and doing all those things.
Special things during the year. So you guys are in eighth grade. You're looking forward to maybe a graduation ceremony as well, Carolina?
Yeah, sort of.
That'll happen, right? Mm-hmm. And then will you both be members of the River Valley Blackhawks next year, or where are you going next year?
I'm going to River Valley. I don't know where Merrick's going.
Eric?
I am either going to River Valley or to St. Lawrence's High School.
Okay. Good. That's on down the road then. So will you be involved in some extracurriculars in high school, like sports or other activities, Carolina?
I'm thinking of doing like the fishing and then cheerleading maybe, because I'm also a hockey player, so.
Oh. I just heard about that. River Valley has a fishing team. I had never heard that. So you're excited about being a part of that then?
Yeah.
Ice fishing. Have you had experience with that before?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Fun. What about you, Merrick?
Well,
in terms of some things, extracurriculars?
I mean, I would like to get into boxing, but otherwise, no.
Okay. Interesting. Well, good luck with that. Diane, as you look down the road here, then are there some goals for St. Luke's, some things that you'd like to see? Maybe more enrollment, right?
Yeah, increased enrollment, of course. That's every Catholic school's goal, is to increase enrollment, and that's the biggest thing. Adding the 3K was a big thing, or not adding it, making it all day, to expand that program. We increased staff this year, which has been very good. We invested in teachers and increased the staff, and that's been a bonus for us. So...
Could you talk about your staff? I know you've got a good one.
Oh, yeah, we have a wonderful staff. Miss Hansen does our 3K. This is her first year, and she's going to all day next year. Miss Quartz does 4K, and she's wonderful with those little ones. Patient. And Miss Druckry does kindergarten, and she also teaches them Spanish. So they count every day and in English and Spanish.
Oh, impressive.
Mm-hmm. And then first grade is Miss Grimm. She's been there quite a while. She does a great job with first grade. We have a new teacher in second grade, Mrs. Kubat. She's been a wonderful addition. She moved here from Minnesota. And then Mrs. Oppert does third and fourth homeroom, and she does mostly third grade. And Miss Nakan came to us. She's from New Orleans, but she was living in Madison, going to grad school in Madison. So she teaches the math, middle school math. Miss Knox does ELA for middle school. And Mr. Weiss, Carolina's dad, does middle school social studies and all the Phi Ed for the whole school. Miss Harrington does the science, and then she, this year we added middle school writing. So she focuses a lot on the middle school writing. And we have Miss Cross is a part-time music teacher. She comes 2 days a week. And then we have Miss Legal and our aide, a classroom aide, so.
Very good staff. You've got a mixture of mm-hmm. those that have been there for a while and some newer ones as well.
It is. We have a couple new ones, probably three new ones to teaching, and the rest have been there for various number of years.
You've probably had a lot of those teachers, haven't you, Carolina?
Yeah, I've had a lot of them, that's sure. for sure.
Yeah. And as far as down the road then, you're looking forward to the rest of the days this week?
Yeah.
What days are you looking forward to the most at?
The movie.
Movie day. Do you know what's showing?
There's either Dog Man or Inside Out 2, and I'm going to watch Inside Out 2 since it's a hockey movie.
Oh, okay. Good. What about you, Merrick?
I'm going to be watching Inside Out 2 because, I mean, the Dog Man trailer didn't look too good.
Okay. Well, that'll be something fun to look forward to at the end of the week then. And mm-hmm. this is getting into the second semester now too, isn't it, Diane?
Yeah. It just started.
Just started.
A week ago.
How fast the year goes.
It's gone fast.
Great.
And it's gone fast.
Well, you've been great guests. Anything else you'd like to add about Catholic Schools Week or anything?
I don't think so. It's a great week to celebrate Catholic schools. Back to, if I may, the with the bishop coming, that was the diocese did a Giving Tuesday contest, and it was for all the schools in the diocese, and so donations came in, and we came in first, I guess, for all the donations. So we have a very generous community and parish and everything. So just want to make sure they know that and how much they're appreciated for everything they do, the support they give to St. Luke's to keep the Catholic education going in Plain.
Yeah, that's an award for the community, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Because they really back the school.
They do. They do. We're at 148 years of Catholic education in Plain.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's coming up toward 150 mm-hmm. to where down the road. Mm-hmm. Are you making plans for maybe a big celebration?
We need to start.
Yeah. This was the second year that you got to celebrate with the bishop. Mm-hmm. So you won it last year, too. So that's
won it last year. It was
pretty
impressive. We were watching they would post the givings, and we were watching that, and we're like, oh, no way are we going to win. And then we did. And then this year, didn't even watch it. And I got the phone call from the diocese the next day. And I was yelling on the phone. I couldn't believe it. It was just amazing. So.
And you're in the Madison Diocese. There are probably right. some that have to look at a map to find where Plain is. Right?
Yeah.
You're putting Plain on the map.
We're putting Plain on the map.
Great.
That's right.
And again, what are the dates for the 3K and 4K screening? There?
That is Thursday, February 13th.
Okay.
So from 5:30 to 7.
Put that on the calendar then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for bringing in these students today as well, Diane.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Carolina Weiss and Merrick Bell, good luck to you as you go back to school today. Enjoy
Thank
the beach
you.
Day. You bet. And Principal Diane Muller of St. Luke's School in Plain on this part of the morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
On this part of the morning show, we recap the Making a Difference Awards, which were held on Sunday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. They began in 2011, recognizing three Making a Difference Awards, and from there, the program grew to, the other night, 13 individuals, companies, or organizations were recognized, courtesy of WRCO and Richland Rejuvenates on the evening. And certainly, the committee members deserve a huge shout-out, as they were able to get some, what I just think are real stellar people, into this year's Making a Difference Awards. First of all, the night began with a recognition award for a local company that does a lot to fund local food pantries, holding numerous events and efforts to allow their employees and associates to make a real difference in making sure that there are people in the area that do not have a food deficit. So Rockwell Automation was honored for the first award of the night. Another award that was mentioned the other night was the Best Face Forward Award for Doug Muller and the Muller Auto Body Shop. And certainly doing a lot with the building, tearing down one, making some off-street parking. And Muller Auto Body won the Best Face Forward Community Award on Sunday night. Also, the Emergency Responder Award, that was handed out, and it was given to Officer Kevin Melby of the Richland County Sheriff's Department. We share some of his comments from Sunday night's program.
Thank you for this award and those that nominated me for it. I can't express enough how much it means to me. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and coworkers for helping me along the way and making me the person I am today. I wasn't really planning on a speech tonight. In fact, if you were looking for a professional speaker, you nominated the wrong person. When working on this, however, it occurred to me that this might be the one single moment in my life where my children have to listen to me. So I'll make this short and sweet so you three pay attention. Drew, Addison, and Alex, I want you to know that I'm proud of each one of you, proud of what you've done, and proud of what you will become. Please learn from those willing to teach you. Try something new. There's no growth without stepping outside your comfort zone. Ask for help if you need it. Help others in need. Learn from others' mistakes and don't repeat them. Grow from your own mistakes. And finally, please, 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 pick up after yourself. I'm a cop, not a mate. Thank you again.
Kevin Melby's comments the other night at Making a Difference. The EMT Award for 2025 went to Robin Pearson, who continues to give of his time for the many lives that he has helped over the years. And he was recognized as the EMT Award winner and had these comments at Sunday's program.
I also don't have a speech prepared, but I just have a lot of gratitude in my heart. We have a community that is very supportive of one another, and I am so blessed to work with a crew with the Richland County Ambulance Service that they're extraordinarily caring people, and I feel so blessed to have fallen in with that kind of a crowd. I remember when I first considered being an EMT, our youngest son, Jordan, was a senior in high school. And he said, "Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be cool if I was a paramedic and you drove the ambulance?" And so we actually took EMT basic class together, and we both passed. I caught the bug to hang out. He went on to be a CNA, and he no longer does that. But once you get into it, it's just so addictive. When people call 911 and I respond, nobody is sad to see me. Everybody's glad to see me. So I'm sorry that it has to happen in some sometimes really dire circumstances, but I am so honored to be a part of that squad. We've had some really excellent leadership. I'm in my 17th year now as an EMT, and I wanna publicly thank Darren Gudgeon for his incredible service as a director and leader, and our new director and chief, Mike Jessen, who came here on May 28th of last year. Incredible individuals bringing professionalism and raising the standard of pre-hospital medical care. Unbelievable. We're looking forward to becoming a paramedic squad really, really soon. We're talking a matter of weeks now, and it's taken decades to get to that point. Anyway, I'm very grateful to be part of this. Thank you for this award. There really is no individuals in the work that we do. We always go out as a minimum crew of two people, sometimes three, sometimes four, depending on the needs. But it really does take a whole team, and it's just an honor to be part of this community and serving this way. Thank you.
The comments of Robin Pearson at the Making a Difference Awards. This year's Nonprofit of the Year, that award went to the Union, which has been doing very great things for young people in the community with the phrase, Dream More, Learn More, Become More, covering all of Richland area, including Richland Center, Ithaca, Riverdale, Kickapoo, Weston, Eagle, and River Valley Schools. The Union was the next to be honored.
Hi, I'm Jesse Huntemer. I'm the current president of the union. Like Mr. Cosgrove said, we are a nonprofit that specializes in educational outreach after school and on the weekends. We do everything from basic core classes, math and science, all the way up to fun trade school stuff. We have laser engravers and a podcast station and some cool things for the kids to be able to do something outside of the school that they can really be proud of. So I've got to make sure I say thank you so much, Mr. Cosgrove, your committee. You guys are amazing. Along with the auditorium has been so kind to host us in their basement. And then we are a group that runs completely off of donations and grants. So we would love to see you all in August or in April at our spaghetti supper here at the Phoenix Center. Thank you.
We are featuring some of the highlights of the Making a Difference Awards from Sunday night in our community, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates, Simon's Recreation Complex. The economic engine which boosts the local economy was recognized on Sunday night as well, congratulating them on the 2025 Outstanding Organization, the Simon's Recreation Complex. And speaking on behalf of the organization was Director Mike Hardy.
So I've been in Parks and Recreation, Municipal Parks and Recreation, for about 27 years now. So I'm kind of familiar with some of these awards. It's a lot of what we do, and I've never written a speech. So when Kevin came up here with his speech written down, I said, one of these years I've got to do that because I'm going to stumble around and you're not going to know what I'm saying. So I apologize in advance for that. I grew up here in, I was born here in 1970, so I grew up here in the 70s and the 80s, and so I was very fortunate. My dad was very involved in the school district here and getting the youth wrestling started, and I was around a lot of people in this community that really did a lot of volunteering, so I got to see that firsthand. So when my wife and I decided to move back here in 2009, it was an easy choice. I wanted to see my kids to be able to see that as well. So coming to Simon's, I was hired here in April of last year. So really, Simon's, like Phil had mentioned, has been here since 1987. And in those years, Simon's has done a lot for the community or with the community. The last couple of years have been a little bit challenging, of course, with COVID and then with the campus closing, which really had a big effect on Simon's, on our membership. So 2024 was a good year that way, and we want to thank Al Lins for nominating us, and he's been very important in that. But we're accepting this for our staff. Our staff is very dedicated, and they do a lot in addition to Simon's, as well as our members, our donors. the editorial board, and especially the foundation board. Really, Simons wouldn't have been able to get where we got to without the support of the foundation. And they had donated $50,000 in 2024 to get us through the year, and they pledged another $50,000 in 2025. And that's really important because we've got a lot of equipment that needs to be upgraded, a lot of things that we need to do. And we're back, our membership is back up before pre-COVID levels, so our membership is the highest it's been in the last 5 years. We had a strong budget in 2024, but I was kind of hoping that we weren't going to get it this year. I was hoping for next year. 2025 is going to be a very big year for us. We've already got some things underway. And I want to kind of throw a shout out that Wednesday night there's going to be a community forum meeting here with the city, the county, the school district, and Simons. The Simons Foundation hosts these. The last one, if you remember, we had was for the referendum. That was kind of the main thing for the referendum. But I would encourage you to kind of follow those because it shows the collaboration that goes on between the city, the county, the school district, and Simons, and some things that we're doing. There's some really good things coming up. You're going to hear some things about what's going on with the campus. So keep kind of keep in touch with that. I guess kind of closing, we really want to thank WRCO. They've been really supportive as well. But this is one of those awards where, you know, a lot of people have said Simons, the community is lucky to have a facility like Simons. It just doesn't happen in communities of this size. It's completely the opposite. I've always seen that as completely the opposite. Simons wouldn't exist without the community and without that support. So if Simons could give an award, we'd like to give it to the community for that support. So it's really the community that's done all that work. We're just fortunate to have that support. So thanks very much for all of that.
Mike Hardy speaking on behalf of the Simons Recreation Complex on Sunday night. The Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year Award, goes to anyone working in the medical field, which could include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way. The award this year went to someone who gives of themselves to make a healthier community. Dr. Robert Smith was chosen as the Community Healthcare Hero.
Well, in a way, I feel a little awkward because I don't know if I'm particularly deserving of all those kind words that were written about me. I don't really feel like a hero, particularly. But I was very honored when Mr. Cosgrove called and told me that I was the winner. So it made me think about things, about, well, why should I be considered worthy about this? Well, the first thing I thought about, well, longevity, as sort of mentioned, you know, I've put in 43 and a half years working at the Richland Hospital, and then at first at the Richland Medical Center, and then after December 2019 when the medical center was integrated into the clinic, so I put in it to that time. I thought along the way that there were some other things. I sort of mentioned that I became involved with geriatrics and became certified in geriatrics in 1988. And it made me sort of an oddity because there aren't many people that were certified geriatricians that are working in rural Wisconsin, or rural America for that matter. That did lend me to participating to a large extent too in nursing homes in the area. So Muscadet and at Chipotle Hills and at Pine Valley. And at Pine Valley, I was the medical director for over 3 decades. And those years will always have a special place in my heart. That also let me be involved with the statewide organization of medical directors for nursing homes across the state. So I got to broaden my horizons and develop many peers and friendships and collegiality from people across the state. In addition, as sort of mentioned, we started a geriatric assessment clinic. And that now that enabled me to become involved with the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, and which allowed me to be colleagues and friends with people from the university and people from all across the state also. And also, and I am going to say just a couple names just right now, because when we started that geriatric assessment clinic, okay, that all happened because of people like with Phil Poole and Mary Collins and Ryan Elliott, sort of to start with. And subsequently, other people have been involved, Brenda Reisdorf and Jackie Rhodes from speech therapy at the hospital, and colleagues at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin, and particularly Becky DeBoer and Janet Weigel, and the last few years with Heather Moore before that relationship had to end. It was also mentioned and participated in the free clinic. In the free clinic, what a privilege to work with the people. And the one thing that I sort of learned was that the patients that we saw at the free clinic were such hardworking individuals, and they all had such interesting personal stories that really allowed me to broaden my horizons a little bit to understand, you know, how it is for people that were needing to come to the free clinic. One thing is, I reflected upon all these organizations and the clinics and the different things that are participating in here. There was a consistent theme. In all of these settings, I had the privilege of working with wonderful people. As Robin sort of said, I was fortunate to fall in with a good crowd. I'm not going to say any other names, you know, now, because I have this big fear of forgetting somebody's name or to, you know, leaving somebody out inadvertently. But I would just sort of say, you know, that it was such a pleasure and such a privilege for me to work with such a fine group of the physicians and the nurse practitioners and physician's assistant. And I think that this community is well served by these people, and it's been such an honor to be participating with them. I think back to medical assistants that worked with me into the clinic, all the nurses that I worked with, and such an outstanding and compassionate group of nurses that we have in this community. And CNAs have always had a personal feeling for me. I have a personal feeling for the CNAs because I think that they do such extremely valuable work, and to a large extent are underappreciated. And I was so happy last year because this award went to a CNA, so Marsh Jelenic. And I think she is an example of a true healthcare hero, more than me. We had the opportunity to work with a lot of administrators and administrative staff through the Richard Medical Center and the hospital and the nursing homes. And all the staff in all the departments at the hospital and the nursing homes and every place. The staff has been really amazing, and it's been such a good experience for me to be able to work with all of these people. I would just sort of mention just one department, so at the hospital, the rehab department, because I've been the service advisor for as long as I can remember. Now, I did have a unique relationship with the rehab department because my wife, Maureen, of course, worked at the rehab department. Which also brings me to this. I would be very remiss if I didn't mention the most important person in this equation, which is Maureen. Because heaven only knows where I'd have been without her. So she's been the constant for my life. So I would say that all of these wonderful people that I've had the privilege of working with have been responsible for lifting me up and deserve the lion's share of credit for any positive impact I may have had in our community. So I will accept this award on behalf of all of us.
That was Dr. Robert Smith. The Educator of the Year nominees for the award should have built strong and caring relationships with students while excelling and demonstrating a knowledge and passion for the subject matter, showing they have taught that subject effectively to their students. Several wrote letters in support of the next honoree that affirmed the selection was a great one by the Making a Difference Committee. This year's Educator of the Year, Jamie Jones from Richland Center High School.
I just want to say thank you because I'm just really humbled by this and very honored. And I thought about this over the last week or so, really kind of reflected on the last 25 years because this is my 25th year teaching, which seems crazy. But I really, as I reflected, I just kept coming back to the same thought that really I'm just very blessed. My family is so supportive. My poor husband has so many times I've said, hey, this Saturday we're going to work at a fundraiser. And he says, okay. Or I say, hey, we're going to invite a bunch of kids over to our garage, and they're going to work in our garage and take our garage up for a few weeks. And then when they're done, you're going to help them move all this stuff up to the high school. And he says, okay. Or I'll say things like, I know that we have to go to Green Bay this weekend, but you're going to need to drive, and don't talk to me on the way there, because I'm going to grade papers. And he says, okay. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And when I first started teaching, I was so lucky to be brought into a department of really great veteran teachers who just kind of took me under their wing. And I learned so, so much from them. Maybe you know some of them. Art Hitt was one, Nancy Clausius, Kim Anier, and then eventually also Chris Mulholland, and they just taught me so much. And through the years, I've learned so much from so many other colleagues and people that I work with, and I'm so grateful for that experience. And last but not least, I have had the most amazing students over my career, and they just make me love my job. So I am grateful for this award. Thank you so much, and know that I'm really blessed.
Jamie Jones, Educator of the Year. The Business of the Year Award at Making a Difference is a business, a second-generation business, and the new owners have carried on the great tradition that was started by the Sumwalt family. Honored this year for making a deep impact on the community, Chet's Feed Seed and Such. Jeff Falk, owner of Chet's Feed Seed and Such, along with his wife Angie, were honored at the banquet.
More than anything, thank my employees, honestly. They make Chet's Feed and Seed. Without them, I don't think I could have done it. And without my wife, she's the one that pushed me forward. I didn't want to quit concrete, but she's like, come on. And I was like, all right. But anyway, we love making people smile, and we love making everybody happy and trying to answer all their needs and everything like that. But thanks to Dwayne Lee, Randy Felton, and Stacy for making it what it is. Thank you so much.
Jeff Falk, as part of Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and their recognition as Business of the Year. The Employee of the Year that award went to Fred Dillon. Fred, a longtime teacher in the area. In fact, I had Fred as a teacher. He taught at Ithaca for 17 years, another 17 plus at Richland Center, and some subbing duties. But he's also been a part of the Quick Trip family now for the last 29 years, and he was recognized for his cheerful greetings and care of service for the store patrons, making him the best candidate this year for the very first ever Employee of the Year Award from Making a Difference. Courtesy of Quick Trip Downtown, Fred Dillon was honored.
Well, I've got some thank yous to give out. First, I want to thank God for getting me on a Quick Trip 29 and a half years ago. And I had worked at Gold Bond Ice Cream in the summers and Roundies for a couple years and all over, but found a home at Quick Trip, and they were very good to me, and I really appreciate what they did for me, and I thank God for that. I want to thank Richland Rejuvenates and also WRCO for putting on this soiree. I want to thank my wife Katie of 50 years. She's put up with me that long, and I appreciate it. I want to thank my youngest daughter, April, who's here, and her roommate, Beard. They're probably my biggest fans. My Quick Trip family, they make me look better every day, so I appreciate that. And last, I want to talk about my bosses I've had in my many years. I started at Ithaca, and I had Ernie Majeski was my principal after the first year. He was a guy that let you do your own thing, and I was thankful for that. And after that, it was I went to the Richland Middle School, and I had Dave Siefkas for a number of years, and then I had Dave Guy after that, and those were two really good bosses. And Quick Trip over the years, I've had many good bosses, but I gotta tell you, of all the bosses I've ever had, my boss right now, Monica Wheaton, takes a back seat to no one. Thank you.
Fred Dillon, who was honored for the very first ever Employee of the Year, and I can't think of a better one to be that first honoree.
Also on the Making a Difference Awards from Sunday night, the Civic Leadership Award, which typically goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. And this year's recipient has spent hours and hours of her time over the years mentoring youth and adults to become better leaders. This year's Civic Leadership Award winner, Sandy Campbell.
I just want to thank everyone for this award. It was totally a surprise. I have worked for the county for 49 years. I started out as the first secretary for the Richland County Sheriff's Department and then moved on to the extension office. But I also want to thank my husband for all of that he's put up with over the years with my meetings and everything else. But I just want to say thank you. I'm very humbled and I appreciate it.
Sandy Campbell's comments after receiving her award. The Up and Coming Youth Award, it was the third year of honoring an area youth, 18 or under, who is making a difference in the community or school. And this year's recipient has been on a 3.5-year cancer journey. He has come back strong and is currently helping to teach music to the elementary students at Ithaca, while he is still a member of the student body and looking to go out for baseball this year. He was a part of the team when it won its state championship a couple of years ago. This year's chosen recipient of the Up and Coming Youth Award, Ben Hipsch from Ithaca Schools.
Well, I wasn't really prepared to do a speech, so it's probably going to be pretty quick. Just want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity, especially the Ithaca community for letting me teach the elementary. It's been a very fun experience, and it's definitely just nice to be able to help them out. And it was definitely hard when I was missing out on a bunch of stuff for my school, but I'm just very grateful for all of you for helping me. All the fundraisers you did for everything. Thank you.
Ithaca student Ben Hipsch. And the final award at Making a Difference was the Community Stewardship Award, which goes to an individual or couple who has truly made a difference in the community, providing inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents. Jerry Bauer and his wife Donna were members of the Richland Center community beginning in 1967. He has served on the selection committee for Making a Difference over a decade or so, and certainly has been a part, a longtime advocate, president of the Richland Area Food Pantry as well. The 2025 Community Stewardship winner, Dr. Jerry Bauer.
I guess we've heard at least a dozen ways to say thank you, and I'll say it one more time too, but thank you very much. Last year, Jim Brock received this award, and I was impressed by his acceptance speech. It was 3 sentences. I can't outdo that, but I don't want to take a lot of time, but I do want to express appreciation for all the opportunities I've had to serve on committees, things like that, and this is a great honor, and I appreciate it very, very much. So, once again, thank you very much.
Dr. Jerry Bauer, and that ended the Making a Difference Annual Awards Banquet at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center this past weekend, honoring business, city, and community leaders. Thanks to Richland Rejuvenates and Mick Cosgrove for getting this going all those years ago and keeping it going. And again, hats off to the committee. I think it was a stellar year for those award winners. The committee members include Brandon Federley, Cindy Rasmussen, Larry Engel, and Sharon Schmitz, along with Shelley Stibbe. That's it for this portion of the morning show. Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
It's that time of year again, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, and we're celebrating like never before. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter, because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from, all marked down for our Groundhog Day shadow sale as low as $99.87. Over 40 pre-owned trucks are available right now with fantastic finance options too. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and the all-new family-friendly Chevy Equinox. No matter what the Groundhog predicts, you can drive away in your dream car ASAP. Now through February 1st, the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, and where the best deals don't hibernate. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal Immigration